We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our next guest is the frontman for the Southern rock band who have built a huge following by touring relentlessly, selling out shows across the US and Europe. His name is Charlie Starr. The band is Blackberry Smoke. They've just announced their upcoming Spirit of the South tour, a celebration of Southern rock music, and on June 13th, they will play a special show in Kearney, Missouri, to benefit the Rose Lowenstein Foundation, helping families dealing with childhood cancer. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Blackberry Smoke frontman, Charlie Starr.
That intro gets any longer. We're not going to have any time to talk, Charlie.
I noticed the same thing.
Hey, man, I'm so glad you're coming into Kansas City. And let me tell you, what an amazing example of who you guys really are in your hearts to come in and do this event for the Rose Fest for the Rose Lowenstein Foundation.org. And it really is something, man. It only takes a donation to see the incredible, legendary Blackberry Smoke, and all the money goes to help this foundation.
Oh, man, well, thank you. We're just proud to be a part of anything like that that can help. There's obviously tons of bad things that happen to good people around the world, but I don't think we can think of anything more unfair than kids with cancer. And we have a personal relationship with that kind of problem with Britt, our drummer. His daughter was diagnosed when she was very young, and they went through hell, you know. But she came out on the other side. She's cancer-free, has been for years now. And we watched. I mean, it was an unbelievable thing to watch happen to your brother, you know, and his family. And you do all that you can, and which is nothing like experiencing it, I'm sure. I mean, I can't even imagine it. But I watched our fans just, it's unbelievable, the support, the money that poured in. At one point, he said, look, we have insurance, and thank you so much for all the money that you guys are giving all of our fans and people around the world, you know. And he said, at this point, we're good, so if it's okay with you, all the money that you send, we're just going to give it straight to cancer research. And that was obviously okay with people, and they continued to give. So I think we were so moved by that gesture, or those gestures, plural, that we decided to give most of the money that we make with our meet and greets after the shows. This has been several years now that we've been to Children's Hospital and Cancer and Children's Cancer Research. And people are giving the money. We're not, you know, we're just the middleman. And people have given over $400,000 over the last four or five
years.
Amazing. You know, they just, I mean, so obviously that just goes to show I don't think there's a more worthy cause on the planet.
No, and I think it goes to show the BlackBerry fan. There's a, and we've talked about this. There's a certain thread that runs through them from bikers from 18 to 80 across the board. There's a certain person that's drawn in by your band, and they are good people. They're real hardworking people, and they're people that know what it's like to stand there with their toes hanging over the edge and just wonder how they're going to make it through that next day. So when you see that, you know that feeling. I think those people are the most apt to help and to care. And then you guys, again, you not only talk the talk, you walk the walk. When you come into Kansas City that Saturday night, which to give up a Saturday night, and I was explaining this to the audience, and I know that you how you are, Charlie, and I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but that's a huge, huge thing for a band to do, because a Saturday night's a big night for a touring band. In a world where you make your money touring, it's not lost on myself, and I don't want it to be lost on the listeners what a gesture that is. It's a donation to come in and see BlackBerry Smoke at the Kearney Amphitheater on that Saturday night, June 13th, which I'll be there with a donation, and it's going to be incredible, man. I mean, that's a really great reason to go out and enjoy yourself that night, to do something good and to listen to some great music.
Yeah, man. I think that we visited the hospitals a few times in different states in the U.S. Children's Hospital, and it was because of our connection, Britt's connection with those organizations, you know. And it was really close to his heart, and he said, "Hey," to me personally, he said, "Would you mind? Let's go, go and visit the children that you can visit, you know, on the floors that they're not as concerned about."
Your
bacteria
immunes.
And germs, yeah. You know, some yeah. places, some parts of the ward you can't go. But he said, "Would you take your guitar and sing some songs?" And I thought to myself, man, I wonder if these children and their families really want to hear BlackBerry Smoke songs. I wasn't sure if it was the right thing to do. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to, I just thought, is that... I mean, obviously, we weren't going to go in and play anything X-rated or anything like that, but I thought, do they really want to hear a song get sung, you know, going through what they're going through? And he told me, he said, anything to break the norm, yes.
Yeah.
Please. That's what, I mean, they would beg for anything, whether it's a checker game or a song. So, and I guess my roundabout way of making my point is, if you ever had any doubt about how horrific it can be, just go and visit, and then you'll see what a worthy cause that it is.
Yeah. No. You imagine what it's like to be a kid away from your mom and dad, away from it. You don't feel good. It's so strange, and there's so many pokes and prods and moments and scary things. Yeah. No. Somebody singing you a song. That's what could be better? What could be nicer than that? It's
right.
Yeah, and again, it's the thing that pulls us all together time and time again in a world that everything is going so haywire, you know, and it's just, we all know what it feels like out there. When you can let it go, if you're a little kid in a hospital room or you're an adult in an amphitheater at an incredible event to benefit little kids, it's the moment everything, you can't hear the noise over the band. You know,
that's right.
And that's what I want. I don't want to hear the noise anymore.
Right. Turn the noise off, Johnny.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that what music's always done for everybody?
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
It's so you guys coming in, that's it's going to be great. I think this is going to be a huge, huge event. You guys have got so many fans in the Kansas City area and surrounding area, not to mention through Kearney. It's maybe 45, 50 miles outside of Kansas City. So it's a really nice motorcycle ride. And you go up there and hang the day, and the whole thing, the gates open at 3 o'clock. And do you guys have a time you're going on? Is it going to be an early show or no?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that. I don't know. Don't know as of yet.
All right. So speaking of craziness, man, so you guys going out to tour, are you weirded out about the coronavirus thing at all?
No, I'm not. I mean, got tons of other... I got a water leak in my house. I'm way more worried about that than the coronavirus.
Hey, and I hope everybody that dies. Speaking of stuff, though, I hope everybody that you know, obviously it was a terrible tragedy in Nashville, but I hope personally, friends and family, everybody okay?
Yeah, I have a few friends that live in that area, and they're okay. But man, I mean, I can't imagine. I've never been that close to a tornado before, and I got a couple of buddies who hadn't either, and we're like, dude, never experienced anything like that before. That's the most destructive force ever.
Oh, it's scary. Well, living in Kansas, man, we almost get desensitized to it, and it really is an amazing force. It's a terrible, terrible force. One just ripped through here last year. Nothing like what Nashville just had. But it came through Lawrence, Kansas, right, where you guys play, and tore them up, and then straight down that 32 highway right towards my girlfriend's house, and I had her in the basement. It just shifted right at it as it hit the hill by her house. It turned to the north, wow, and went past. But it was genuinely, I mean, it was one of those terrifying moments you looked at, and just like they say, the train's coming, and you're watching, and you can see the debris and the clouds, and you see it swirling, and it's coming, and you're like, what? God damn, here we go.
Yeah. I mean, I've only seen photographs of the Nashville destruction right now, and just the way it, like the basement east, the venue there, there's a lot of photographs of that. That's the building that says, I believe in Nashville on
right,
the side,
right,
the mural. And it just went right down the center of that building, left nothing.
Dude, isn't it funny? We get so wrapped in our lives of whatever we're on the road, we're doing our radio shows, whatever we do for a living, our kids, our wives, whatever we're so into, we forget how short this life can be and how fast it can turn on a dime. And all of your, it's like with a child with an illness, it can change everything so fast, and suddenly clarity is so there about what's really important in this world.
Right. We had to cancel some shows a few years ago in Florida. The day before, it was like a five-day Florida run. It was actually with Chris Robinson and Chris Robinson Brotherhood,
mm-hmm,
his other band. And it was a hurricane situation, and it was on the news. And you know how some of those types of things can get overblown,
sure,
by the media, it seems like. Anyway, so we were, the promoters pulled the plug on the shows. They were like, don't come down here because it might get horrific, A, and then B, there's going to be a mass exodus of people, so you might have trouble. So anyway, they were just cutting their losses and like, you know what, we're not even going to chance it because the people,
yeah,
that are leaving the state, you know. Anyway, the Floridians, who are used to that, were like, what is going on? You're not coming down here. Oh, you guys are a bunch of sissies, you know, basically.
Right, sure.
And we were like, hey, we're Georgians. We don't know anything about a hurricane. I mean, not up here in the inland.
And you know what?
And of course.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It happened, luckily, that specific storm.
Oh, okay.
It made a quick turn and went on back into the ocean, but. You're like, well,
you know, the last big hurricane that hit Panama Beach in Panama City, Florida, that's where Bob, you know, our program director's parents live. And they wrote it. I thought you were talking about that storm. You know, that thing destroyed it. And his 85 and 83-year-old parents who live apart did not and would not leave Florida. We were down there 3 days later. We drove 24 hours straight through with a trailer and generators and wood and everything to fix their homes and try to get them back up. They had no food. They had no water. They had no electricity. It was an absolute, I've never seen destruction like this. And it 80 miles,
yeah,
away, people were fist fighting in gas station parking lots over the last gallon of gas.
Yeah.
I mean, it was for real. Don't screw with that stuff. We got in there. I mean, Bob, who is a pacifist, that's another word for Canadian or pussy. And he goes, all of a sudden, right before we leave, he goes, hey, do you have another pistol for me? And I'm like, well, Canadian. Now, suddenly you're on team, yeah, pistol, are you? And it's real.
We were on the road traveling around during Katrina. And I remember, oof, seeing busloads of people. We were somehow bypassing New Orleans, and we were in Texas. And I remember thinking, this looks like the end of the world.
Yeah.
And this is crazy.
Man, people turn into animals. I mean, they really do. You,
yeah,
revert back to, I will survive no matter what. And I remember seeing for the first time in real life, the you loot, we shoot spray painted on a piece of somebody's roof that had fallen into the yard, and they're in there in candlelight.
Yeah.
And you're like, Jesus Christ, this got real,
right,
real,
yeah,
fast. And that's hard. Yeah. And it's hard for you guys. Think about it. You're on the road. And I know this is something that you've all had to think about. You all have families. How do you, you know, I got to get home at some place, at some point, God forbid something happened and I got to get home and I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's a rough. It's, you know, it's a great, the idea of being in a band like Blackberry Smoke, if you're just joining the show, Charlie Starr, is incredible. Putting out music that makes people happy, touring, the applause, the energy between the band and the audience. But you think about when Britt found out his daughter, his, you know, super young baby daughter is sick, and, you know, you still have to make money and you still have to take care of everything. It's such a hard life, man, to get out there and tour nonstop. It really is. People don't, I think, understand how lonely it really can get out there for you guys.
Man, that's as close as I've ever been to a situation like that, you know, watching it happen to him and his family. And we took time off, you know, and then at some point his wife said, go work, you know. Yeah, they were basically living in the hospital.
Sure.
For a couple of years, and finally, and he did, and he wasn't there. You know, we went out and we did some shows, and he wasn't right there. His mind was obviously back at the hospital, but I mean, they're some of the lucky ones. She's a
right
thriving teenager now, but. Yeah. Obviously, all families are not that fortunate.
No, and it's really important. And this, you know, years ago, you couldn't win against a neuroblastoma. They're making huge strides with all of this childhood cancer. June 13th, 2020, this year, Kearney Amphitheater, gates open at 3 o'clock. The show, you guys, it looks like they've got you going on at 9. Blackberry Smoke rolls in, entertainment all day, and all the money goes to help this foundation. It's called Rose Fest. It is the fusion of hope and harmony, and it all started with this little girl named Rose from Cameron, Missouri, 3 years old, 4 months of age. She gets this terrible diagnosis. Now she's on top of it and she's doing great. But not all kids, you know, it takes money. It takes, you have to take time off work. There's a million things that happen when somebody becomes sick. And there's nothing I can imagine more terrifying than your child. I can't even wrap my head around the idea. But you guys coming in to help, to raise money that's going to help all of these different families with this foundation, it's a huge thing to do, man, and it's going to be a great day.
No, thanks, man. We're proud to be a part.
Well, June 13th, the benefit show, Rose Fest. And again, if you've not seen The Smoke, it's maybe the greatest rock and roll band touring today. And you've got to come out and see them. And all that it takes is to donate. Whatever you feel good about is what you put in that bucket. That's what it's going to cost. And it's the Kearney Amphitheater. It'll be one for the books, no doubt about it. And I know you guys have got to be close to working on a record, by the way.
We are. Yeah, we've already started.
Okay.
And very pumped, man. It's good stuff.
Good.
We're working with Dave Cobb in Nashville. He's an old Atlanta guy, you know. And he's a very busy man, but we're making a record in the historic RCA Studio A, and
nice.
We're off to a good start.
Good, good, man. Look, I know you got a lot of stuff going today. I almost called you the other day. I was standing in the middle of Motown Hitsville Museum in Detroit, and I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but it is unbelievable if you haven't walked through there, man. It'll make you cry.
Absolutely. It's incredible. I have.
Isn't it great, man? I was just...
Yeah.
Just amazing. All right, listen, brother, I'll see you June 13th in Kearney, Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day. I cannot wait for it. Be safe out there, man. And again, thank you for everybody. It's in no way surprising, but what a great thing to find out you guys are coming in to do that Rose Fest.
Oh, well, thank you, my friend. I can't wait to see you, too.
I'll see you soon, man.